Where in the Bible will I find the time of Christ's second coming? Hello everyone, I'm Jim Dearman, and for an answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. Jesus is coming again. We have the testimony of Christ, of the angels of heaven, and of every New Testament writer. Jesus promised, I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and receive you unto myself. John 14:3. His first coming was necessary to complete the Jewish economy and to inaugurate the Christian system. His second coming is necessary to gather all the saints together with him in the air and to initiate us into his glorious presence in heaven. The time of his second coming has been a rendezvous for speculators. Men want to know what God has not revealed and often care little about what he has revealed. Speculation and wild, unwarranted guesses about his second coming characterize many religious movements. Some early Christians held the error that Christ would come in their generation, 2 Thessalonians 2. William Miller set October 22, 1843 as the date for Christ's second coming. He missed it. He then set October 22, 1844, and he missed again. Mrs. Ellen G. White, who became the founder of the Seventh-day Adventist, took Miller's torch. In the Adventist publication, Present Truth, January 1, 1942, page 3, it is said that Christ has made it plain that his return is to take place in the present generation, in our time. Charles T. Russell, a guiding light of Jehovah's Witness movement, set 1914 as the year of the Lord's coming. Christ did not come. Russell's student and successor, Judge Rutherford, even outdid his erstwhile teacher in date setting. In Millions Now Living Will Never Die, published in 1920, page 89, Rutherford boldly asserts, therefore we may confidently expect that 1925 will mark the return of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the faithful prophets of old, particularly those named by the apostle in Hebrews chapter 11, to the condition of human perfection. Well, as all time setters have missed the mark, they are false prophets according to Moses, Deuteronomy 18, verse 22. You see, no one on earth knows when Jesus will return. Christ and the angels did not know, Matthew 24:36. There is no evidence. God has revealed the information to anyone since Christ spoke on the matter. Let's obey God and be ready when he does come.